This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I wanted to hop on the hotline. Yes. William Shatner's on, and we have 10 minutes with him.
Listen, it's been a minute since we've all been able to be together. Shatner, again, well, let's get him right on, but he's one of the most interesting guys I've ever been able to meet and then read about, and I constantly kind of follow him because he's always got something going, always.
Born March 22nd in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on September 8th, 1966, the world was introduced to the character and series that would eventually make him a pop culture icon, that of Captain James T. Kirk on the legendary series, Star Trek. You can see him these days as host of the History Channel show, The Unexplained. He's set to release a star-studded album of blues standards next month, but today, he's here to celebrate the Star Trek Day marathon on Shout Factory TV. Please welcome Hollywood legend William Shatner.
Hey, Bill, how have you been?
Yeah. The greatest. What about you?
You know what? Better than I deserve. A little bit of cooped up, a little anxious that way, but otherwise very good.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
But that was a memorable meal we had in Kansas City.
You know what? I think of it all the time, and what a great conversation. And, Henry's a dear human being, and Stacy and yourself, and just really is. It's one of my favorite memories of all time, my friend.
Wow, that was terrific. I love Henry.
Yeah.
That's why we spent a lot of time together. So listen, as you said in the opening of this little weird thing, ShoutFactoryTV.com is streaming a group of documentaries that I made about Star Trek mostly, but even there's some bonus stuff of documentaries I made that is not entirely about Star Trek. But the Star Trek documentaries, I sat down with a load of people in various skills having to do with Star Trek and sat and talked with them and made some interesting films with the people, including the rather strange way of opening Star Trek: The Next Generation, the strange stories that emanated from there. So it's a really interesting day if you're a Star Trek fan. Star Trek ShoutFactoryTV.com is streaming these documentaries all day long, starting in Kansas City, starting in about an hour, I guess.
Great.
9 o'clock. Pacific Coast time. What does that make it? 2 hours?
Yeah, two.
I'm coming up soon.
Yeah.
In Kansas City time.
Well, it's funny.
It's really interesting. And then that whole set of documentaries is being sold as a box set coming out in October, early October. But you'll find out all about that.
Well, you know,
ShoutFactoryTV.com.
Bill, I find myself, all my fandom of Star Trek has changed and shaped so many times over the years. As a kid, watching it on a television, and then as you learn that there are super fans, it was kind of interesting with that, and then it rolled into the Comic-Con world, and so there's a very interesting, and now everybody's so grown up and gone into their own professions, but they've taken these crazy lessons, things that they learned from Star Trek. You see the technology, there's no denying the iPad in my head was designed after the set. You see all these, the communicators that look like cell phones, all these things. It's a really interesting phenomena that I don't ever think has been the same way with another television show.
No, you're absolutely right. You use the right word, too. Phenomena. It is a phenomena. It's a showbiz phenomena. It was never happened before, And it will never happen again in our lifetime.
No.
Because we'll all be dead 55 years from now, at least most of us listening. And so the phenomenon of Star Trek is more than 55 years ago it was started to be filmed, and 55 years later, today, there are more iterations of Star Trek. There's like, what, three or four on the air today, including the old Star Trek. So it's imponderable as to why it continues the way it does, but it does. And people, the audience, finds Star Trek on their own time, in their own way, at their own age. And it's, who knows why. These documentaries are about the very people that you're talking about, the fairly early on people that I shot. I went to visit them and did my best to bring out untold stories about Star Trek. And so I like to treasure the idea that I brought out certain truths about Star Trek that people didn't know before in these documentaries. There's a half a dozen documentaries that I did on Star Trek that they're streaming on ShoutFactoryTV.com.
Yeah, no, it is really interesting. And it's everything you do now, the Unexplained TV show, the last time we spoke, or I was lucky, I had to actually Google non-fungible tokens so I could understand the Bitcoin, or the cryptocurrency you were talking about.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's
cryptocurrency,
it's
a whole other world. I'm kind of involved in it, and it takes explanation. I mean, people, the concept is difficult to comprehend. What is cryptocurrency, and how does it work? What is,
how does the blockchain work?
Blockchain, how does that work? And it's a difficult concept, and not only is it a difficult concept to understand, but to keep it going in this day and age is also imponderable.
With you, I think purpose is everything. You I think it's the secret to your happiness, the way you keep moving and creating. It's purpose every day in your life.
Well, I feel that, and you know, cooped up the way we are, it's either an opportunity to languish and just put your feet up and try and forget, or because you've got the time now to focus on something that you've always wanted to do and create. Thusly, there's more stuff of mine coming out as we go through the year.
How do you know? I'm going to jump.
Alpha.
If I can, because I heard this as well. The thrill is gone. How do you know Ritchie Blackmore?
Ritchie Blackmore played on other albums that I did. And although we've never met in person, he's one of the great guitar players of all time.
Of course.
He's an extraordinary artist. And if you just listen to The Thrill Is Gone, which is part of an album called The Blues, you would hear one of the great musicians of our day playing, supplementing me on the words of The Thrill Is Gone. He's extraordinary.
Yes.
You know, B.B. King, who popularized The Thrill Is Gone, was a wonderful musician and singer and all that. This is a totally different take on The Thrill Is Gone, and Ritchie Blackmore is a star.
No, with your voice... And this it's like kind of a spoken word performance. It takes on a completely different meaning when you hear it. It's you just sit and you go, is this about the our life, the 2020, the living, like, or sitting at home? Like, there's a lot. It's a much different feel than when B.B. King. And it's always fun with you.
It is, and every song on the blues album is done that way. Great musicians backing me, and a different interpretation of everything.
I hope you have an incredible good day today, Bill, and I can't wait to see you. Hopefully we'll have another dinner at some point and you get back on the road.
As soon as that horse show opens up, the Kansas City horse show,
mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Oh, I can't wait. It'll be great. Be safe.
Peace to you too. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.